So seeking and finding and healing the heart of the problem. It took me a while to get to this title, but I felt like it was the correct one for the sermon today. There's different elements. There's seeking, looking. God seeks us. We seek God. God also finds us, the lost. We find God. God heals us. And actually, the healing is done really through the Spirit of God. And we can be used as His healing vessels in this world. So the sermon today is going to be talking about how we can be light in this world around us, how we can keep our lamps burning, and how we can effectively be the light. We talk a lot about be the light, and hopefully today God's word will help us to be able to see a little more of how that looks, you know, how we can do those things and more effectively learn these lessons. And they are actually lessons that we learn about ourselves. Like any lesson that we learn in life, it's going to be things that we ourselves need to understand. Right? So one of the fundamental rules of being a disciple of God is that you look at your own heart first, and then you look at other people's hearts. Right? And oftentimes God is going to teach you things that you thought were intended for other people to learn. Right? And that's the beauty of being a disciple of God. He helps us and gives us this opportunity to know Him in this way. When it's cold like this, my sinuses go a little bit strange, so you have to be patient with me today. When we did set the heat earlier this morning to 70 degrees, but the heat didn't want to reach 70. It takes a long time, I guess, for a big room like this. But anyway, we'll be blessed to hear God's word, and I won't make this too long, so we can go downstairs and get warm. So you put yourself in this position. Everybody probably has heard the story of Jonah before. But I want to start from the aspect of these men that were on the mariners, the sailors that were on the ship. They're going along and they probably made this trip hundreds of times. They knew about the different things they were going to face. They're going on, you know, the ship and they take a cargo and they also take passengers, and one of them happens to be Jonah, and then a big storm brews, right? This big storm brews up, and that's nothing unusual, but they were very, very scared because it was especially violent. And so it caused them in their, you know, they were not people that necessarily feared our God, but they feared gods. And they connected these kind of occurrences of a storm with something that they've done wrong. Or there's some reason behind it, right? But on the face value, they see this enormous storm. You know, I don't know if you've ever been on a ship on a good day, but I mean, you can still get seasick, right? But when it gets to be very, very stormy, especially for people that aren't used to it, you can really get scared or sick from that whole experience. So anyway, they're thinking, okay, what is going on here to cause this storm? And then, you know, they start asking all these questions, right? And Jonah is meanwhile on the ship. But they are thinking, I see the storm. I see this tremendous, terrible thing that is happening, but there's something else going on to cause this, right? And so they start to ask the questions, and it finally gets back to the point where they're thinking about these things. And we read in God's word here, come, let us cast lots that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us. So maybe they threw the dice, you know. Or they had some kind of a way they cast lots. And the lot fell on Jonah. And he said to him, tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation? Where do you come from? Where's your country? What people are you? And they said, and he says, I'm a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. And then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, what is this that you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. So then we get to this point where it comes out. This big storm, this big thing that they were facing, you know, and it was life-threatening, had a reason. And the reason was Jonah. And Jonah had run away from God when he told him he wanted to go to Nineveh and tell the people there that they had so much time before God's wrath would fall upon them and they needed to repent. And Jonah gets on that boat and he goes the opposite direction, away from Nineveh, and he's running away from God. Right? So I feel that this story helps us to be able to see kind of what we're talking about here, is that there is something big, like a lion who has a big roar and he's screaming and everybody's scared. And then the little boy goes up to that lion and he says, oh, there's this little thorn in your paw. And that's causing you to be angry and upset, and that's causing all the problem. So there's always something there at the root, right? And so when we say we're seeking and finding and healing the heart of the problem, that little boy sought and he found, and then he healed that lion by pulling that thorn out. Right? The heart of the problem was not that the lion was just a bad, mean lion. It was actually that this lion had a health problem, and it was really causing him to be angry. And I think that isn't a biblical story, obviously, but it's one that helps to point out a biblical standpoint on things. And as light in the world, we are to look at people in that light. We are to be able to look at people and be compassionate and understand, because we see here in Jonah, and we also heard in that other little story, that there's always something that is driving that. Now, if we look at that in the scope of that, it's very far reaching. My father one time he got sick. His blood pressure rose to 240, 250. He had a fever. And just so you know, my father actually, when I went to doctors, like, you know, and told them that, they were like, well, he usually has high blood pressure. So doctors have a different way of looking at things than family members do. So they were very calm about the whole thing. And so the doctor in the emergency room, I was like, you know, very, obviously very concerned. My father wasn't acting himself. But he was, you know, the reason that we knew that he had that problem was that he was just saying things that didn't make sense, right? He was talking nonsense, and we were like, what? Wait a minute, there must be something going on here. Right? So we took him, like I said, we went to the emergency room, and a doctor came, and he was very, very calm, and he started to look at my father, and I was trying to say, oh, there must be something inside, he had a heart problem, you know, and all these different things. And then he starts to look, he goes, well, let me take a look. And he starts to examine my father. They took his temperature and all those things, so they knew that there was a problem. And then he started to look at his body from the top, and he moved his way down and to his waist, and then he pulled up the blanket that was over him on his legs, and he goes, well, that's the problem. And there was this, on my father's little, I think his big toe, there was an infection, and there was a line, a red line from his toe all the way up to his groin. Right? So, you know, you're thinking, okay, it must be a heart problem, and you're looking up here, and you're looking up there, and you're thinking, okay, what's this? But there was something that was caused from a toe. So he put him on antibiotics, and it was solved. Right? So there's always something, right, at the root of the problem, but oftentimes it comes as a surprise. And it's the same thing in our lives. Right? A person is upset because someone spoke to them. Right? Their demeanor, everything about them has changed because that happened in their life and nobody sees it, nobody who was there when it happened, and only that person is feeling that, but they were going through something in their life, and so that was reflected in their demeanor. It was reflected in their attitude, in their, the way that they spoke, and the way that they do things, and the way that they, right? All these different things like that. And so there's always a root of the problem. And the thing is to find it. And so as light, we want to take time to, you know, let's take a look here. Not just look at the head and the chest, but also down to the feet, to the toes. Right? And then you go to a doctor and they point it out and they say, well, that's a problem. And I believe that God is that kind of a doctor. He goes, well, that's the root of the problem. Right? You have that going on inside of you and you're harboring this kind of a feeling in your heart. And I know that you feel that you deserve to feel that way. And I know that you feel that this is, you know, you've been hurt or something went on in your life and this, all these kind of things, but that's not going to help you. And so give me that, and let me heal that, right? Let me point that out to you. Let me come in to that cave, right, into that place, and take a look and see why you're crying, see why you're roaring, you know, why you're doing these kind of things. And that is what we need to do when we go in life. So we are equipped by God's word in Jonah, right, to say that this man ran away from God, and you see the implications of that, right? It has a far-reaching effect on other people, that the storm came up and affected them. And the strange thing, right, is that Jonah says, throw me overboard. You notice he doesn't say, let me just tell the Lord that I'll, you know, turn the ship around and let's go back and I'll do what he says. He says, I'd rather die. And that also tells us something right about ourselves, right? We would rather do anything sometimes to just avoid the root of the problem and having that attended to so that I can go on living. I would rather die sometimes. I mean, people are just like, I will never forgive that, you know, these people. And he hated the people of Nineveh. So I was saying that oftentimes we have these lessons that are taught to us at the same time when God is going to help someone else. And that is the case here. He chose Jonah, and he had to have known that Jonah had this harboring hatred towards the Ninevites, but he chose him to go to them and tell them that they needed to repent so that they wouldn't die. And he said, no, I'm not doing that. So he ran away, and he would rather die. They threw him into the ocean, right? And that's oftentimes the way we are. We would rather not do anything to take care of that root problem. We would rather just, you know, anything. And the purpose of that presentation was very clear. They had to do that one presentation. It was on this subject, okay, for work. They were going to do this one thing, and it was going to be cut and dry. And then as time went on, they started talking about it more with their colleagues. And they said, maybe we can add this. Let's add this to the list. You know, and we can cover that too in the same meeting, right? And the more that they talked about it, the more upset they got. And there was like this, they were arguing about how to do that and how are we going to present that other thing and how are we going to do, you know, bring that across and how are we going to say all these things. And after arguing, right, with their colleagues, they stopped. And everybody was all upset. But the guy stopped and he said, you know what? The problem is not trying to describe all these things and how we're going to present this other thing. It's that we shouldn't be doing that one on top of what we already planned. And that was what was bothering me. That this person would say, that was getting to me because it was overwhelming me with all the things that I would have to do to make that possible, right? So in that regard also, there can be things like that that are on your mind. You're putting too much in your life, right? You're trying to do too many things at one time. When actually you have one task at hand. And so those kind of things also could be the root of the problem. You're overpiling it. You're planning too much for that. And wisely, that person was able to see, I'm not going to do that. I'll make another meeting for that. And we can talk about it there. But immediately when they decided to just do the one subject that they had originally planned for, their demeanor changed, they were more at peace, and they could do their work. I just mean to say there's different things, and you can probably think of some yourself, where there is something harboring a thought in your heart, you know, something that is bothering you or something you're living with and you're not sure what it is. But God would have us attend to those things so that we can have peace. And ask Him to come, seek it out, show us, find that thing in us that is really bothering us. What is it that is really causing that problem, that tension in your life, that unsettled feeling? And give it to God and let Him heal it. And bring it to you so that you can act upon it. So we know the story of Jonah, right? He goes into the ocean and God saves him. So God didn't give up on him. He didn't give up on Jonah. He knows everything, and so he knew what was going to happen there. And so Jonah thought, well, just throw me overboard. Meanwhile, you know what happened when he went into the water, right? The wind stopped, the storm stopped, and the guys were like, oh, this is great. Meanwhile, Jonah isn't. But Jonah was in the fish, and he was thinking and thinking and thinking. And pondering what it was that God was doing in his heart. And that's what God also does to us. He takes us into these situations in a fish. Maybe a very uncomfortable place, you know. I wouldn't want to be in the stomach of a fish to think about things. But that's what it took for him to do it. And so he has to think about those things. And he finally admits to God that he was wrong, that he has to obey. And that fish went and spit him out on the shore. That's what the Bible says. So he goes to Nineveh, and he makes the announcement. And what do you think happens? But that the people there say, we need to repent. And you would think that Jonah would be happy, but no. Jonah is not happy. He was like, I knew it. I knew that they would repent, and that's why I didn't want to do this, because I hate those people. So he still had that problem, right? So God teaches him another lesson, right? And he puts him under a little tree, and then he's sitting under that tree, and God causes a worm to come and eat that tree, and then it's taken away. And God says to him, you have love for a tree, and you were sad because that tree was no more and died. How do you think I feel about my people, those human beings whose lives would be lost if they wouldn't repent in Nineveh? So we see in the course of this man's life, not only, you know, that we should obey God, and that is a good thing to do, but we also see that God is very patient and helps him and teaches him with different lessons so that he will learn the deeper meaning of life, and that is to have love for your enemies. And we live in a world that is deeply in need of that message. And you can go back and forth, and you can take sides, you can do whatever you want. But God is there, and he says, I told you that you are to love your enemies. Right? I have made people, and I care about them, and I sent my son to die for their lives. And whatever it takes, you know, you need to come to that point. And examine your heart and come to a place where you're going to forgive people and show love to them so that they can be saved. And that is our being the light. We come to people's lives and we see something that is a deeper issue, a deeper problem. What is going on there? But we live in a world with all the social media. It's so quick to just feel like, oh, that person's right. They just sent that message, and you're like, you jump on it, and you're like, oh, wow, 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 you know, and all these different things. That's not of God, right? So we have to be wise, right? And so what we do is we spend our time instead in seeking and finding and healing the heart of problems of people around us. Because we all have the same problem. It's called sin, right? Sin is a death sentence for people. And that's why Jonah was sent to Nineveh, right? So if we retract that in a little bit and go back to the beginning, God wants someone to go to Nineveh and save the people there with the words, repent, so they don't die. He leaves, goes the opposite direction. Why? Because he hates the people there. Right? So that's the root of the problem. Right? And the solution for that is not just to obey God and go there, because he did that and he still hated the people. The solution to that is to learn that God loves people and wants to save all people, and he sent his son to do that. And therefore, we must also love our enemies. We can also love people that are not our enemies. But, you know, there's oftentimes in our hearts something that is really bugging us and getting to that root. But it isn't just that. But keep your minds and hearts open to looking and finding things that are in people's lives that may be contributing to the way that they act. And if possible, engage with them. And bring them into the Word of God and show them the gospel that Jesus loves them, right? And then we what God wants for us in our lives. And so we pray today that God will help us to know he is a seeker of the lost until he finds them. And then he brings healing into their hearts so that they'll be saved and have eternal life. And that brings us into communion today. Right, in a beautiful way, this message of Jonah in the Old Testament helps us to be able to see if God loved the tree, if Jonah liked the tree and cared about the tree and that the tree died, how much more does God love human beings who he has given life to? And so may God give us hearts that understand and are empathetic and are compassionate toward people just like Jesus, and continue to soften us and prepare us and equip us so that we can bring that love into their lives.